kitchen fair, I bought the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. Yes, we will continue on the subject of the Jewish lens.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
The outer limits of what? The outer limits of your mind? The outer limits of your thoughts? Remember, I told you that the Jewish mind is a very sick mind. It's full of wicked imaginations, full of deceits, full of lies, full of inappropriate thoughts, full of banter, full of excrement, to put it nicely. And so when you were subjected to the mindset of the most subtle beast of the field, you weren't aware. Because evil somehow can be attractive. You can be lured into evil. Lured into thinking inappropriately. We all have been. You can be tricked by a trick of the light, as I was speaking of before. It's just another trick of the light. The false light, the distorted light. It's light, but it's not the pure light of Yahweh. You know how frequencies get distorted. They put distortion in guitar and things like that. It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting sound. And two aspects of the lens that are very important to know about is that they can focus. Not only does the lens bring you closer or can push you further away from the subject matter or the intended focus, but it can be blurred. And one of the things that the Jews are doing in our society is they're blurring the lines of who's who in the world. They're blurring the racial lines. They're blurring the cultural lines. They're blurring things so that they cannot be focused in upon properly. Because when it's blurred, it means that you've lost distinction of the vision. You've lost the detail. And so the lines of truth have been blurred by liars and lies. Whereas it's clearly defined to you, in the Jewish lens, it's deliberately undefined, deliberately redefined improperly, deliberately masked, so that the lines are blurred and you're no longer able to make rational decisions. You see, one of the things you must do if you're to concentrate is you must be focused. And one of the techniques of how they teach you how to not be able to become focused is by showing you very rapid sets of pictures that are blurred, that are only shown for a part of a second. So therefore, you can never really focus on really what's being shown to you. One of the most important things that you would need to have, that we all need to have, is the ability to focus on things. The ability to concentrate. The ability to be able to pay attention to something for long enough to be able to decipher it, to identify it, to know it. And by blurring things and keeping them slightly out of reach, after a while, one does not know what one's looking at. As you look at the hybrids of the world, it's hard to tell, is this a white man, or is this, what is this? What is the race of this creature? And that's being done deliberately because the Jew wishes to hide. The Jew wishes to hide in plain sight, like the chameleon does. They're expert chameleons. They not only hide their identities through changing names, but they hide through race mixing. And as I've explained to you before, this is very important for you to understand. You see, in our Christian society, it was forbidden to race mix. And so the Jews that are living in our society, when they race mix, it becomes too obvious. And it's too easily identified, too easy to focus upon. But by bringing in as many races, etc., to make a multicultural society, it allows the Jews to race mix more easily in plain sight. And it helps them to hide in plain sight. There are many Jews all around you, and you do not even realize it. Now, the Father put the mark, and I would say the marks of Cain, upon Cain for a reason, so that we could easily identify them. Now, you can identify Jews in many ways. But once they race mix with somebody, the traits in the offspring of that racial mixture become blurred, almost indistinguishable. They only come back in the next generation, the marks of Cain. The marks of Cain would be things like the frog mouth, the wide, wide lips, and the fat bottom lip, the widow's peak, the rat face, the somewhat curly negroish hair from them race mixing with coloreds over the thousands of years. The mouse ears. The inequality of the face. And, of course, the most prominent being the nose. But also, they have skin diseases. And they're very short people. Oh, yes, there are, excuse me, some tall Jews. Because they also race mix with anyone they can. And it's another way to hide. But through the Jewish lens, they're able to make themselves normal to you. You've been seeing these people your whole life, and you don't even know what you're looking at. You don't know you're looking at Jews. You've been desensitized to Negroes, as I've said before. The racial picture is being muddied. The waters are being muddied. You see, when the water is still and at peace, it is calm. And one can see through it, in many cases, very clearly. But when the water is muddied, one cannot tell what is going on inside the water. So, one of the things is knowing who you are. It's one of the most important things. But they told you that's not important. That race is not important. Etc., etc. But it's more important than you ever thought it was. And just the very reason that the Jewish lens has told you over and over and over the same mem that race is not important should be an indication to you that it is very important. Just as it's important to judge a man by his color and religion. As I've already explained several times, and hopefully you understand what I'm telling you. You see, if the Jew tells you something, the chances are that it's the very opposite of what they're telling you. Now, the game can be played in several ways. But through the Jewish lens, you've been focusing on things you shouldn't have been focusing on, that are unimportant, impractical, without common sense, without reason, downright evil. And you've been blurred to what's important. There is a line drawn in the sand, ladies and gentlemen, and the Jew is there to muddy up that line so that you can't see it anymore. The Father made the races, and he put them in specific places, and then to ensure they would stay there for a longer period of time, he further separated the continents. This was done in his wisdom. The Father didn't want multiculturalism. He told you that very clearly when he separated the races at that time and gave them different languages. His will was spoken to you. Now, the Father has not changed his decision about the New World Order from Nimrod's time. And it stands today. He does not want his creations to be impure and to be watered down and to be... Those are false weights and measures. He wishes to be able to define who's who. And as they say, who's Jew? It has now come to the point where the Negroes don't realize that a lot, and neither do the whites, realize that a lot of the people that are so-called white aren't white at all. They're imitations. Their women pretend that they are us, but they're cheap imitations. They may color their hair blonde and put in blue or green-eyed contacts, but they're not the Adamic women. They never will be. They never can be. But they can fool you to believe it through the Jewish lens. You see, once your perspective has been distorted, it's hard for you to straighten that back out, because how do you straighten it out? You have to have the real to show you what's real to judge against what's the imitation. You understand? Now, we get imitation products from China today, and we know they're not the real. And we as Americans don't want these imitation products. We want American-made, German-made goods. We want real things that last, that could last a lifetime. We don't want cheap imitations that break and keep us buying these foolish things over and over again. The will of the people is not in the interest of the Jewish lens. The Jewish lens is also a tool of the merchant, the Jewish merchant. Now, mind you, that there's another aspect, that where there's video, there's audio. And you must realize that trickery is done with the trick of the light, but it's also done through frequencies. Now, lights are frequencies, and there are audio frequencies, etc., etc. The Jewish lens is there to tempt you. May I explain this to you? The reason why they call New York the Big Apple is because they're going with the idea that Eve was tempted by an apple and that New York City is a temptation. It's there to lure you in. Remember, I talked about Dorothy and the faun. New York City has lured many a soul into it. But it's a swill hole. And its signs, its publications, its police forces, its laws are all drawn up through the Jewish lens. The perspective. Remember, there's many angles to looking at something, as there are many camera angles. And though there's one lens, other lenses can be looking at different angles and giving you a different angle of these vile imaginations. These contrived realities that often come true because people get tricked into believing they are true and will enact upon it with the monkey see, monkey do principle that I've talked about. One of our problems is that people want to be followers. Now, I'm not a follower, although I must have followed some things, I'm sure, unknowingly and knowingly. But I'm more of a leader. And if we all were more like that, we wouldn't be following these blind guides, and we wouldn't end up in the pit with them. We wouldn't allow ourselves to be given ideologies and foolish, non-common sense thinking uncritically. We would look at these things and we would strain at a gnat and not swallow the whole camel, you see. Instead, dear brothers and sisters, you often strain at what I tell you, strain at a gnat, and you swallow the whole camel on what the Jew has told you. And I'm not sure why that is. I guess it's because I don't practice black magic. I'm not trying to put a spell on you. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to release you from the spell. I'm trying to awaken you from this blurry dream that you've been given by the devil and his offspring. We've all been given these things. I know that my musical dreams came from, were given to me from the Jewish lens. I might have thought they were my dream. It was my dream. But it was there to waste time and to keep me from seeking the truth and to keep me busy with something, wasting my time and effort when they in no way or shape or form were going to allow me to live this dream. Often I will have some people that are interested in music and becoming musicians, and I tell them, don't waste your time. Unless you wish to give your soul up and you wish to be lost in the Jewish lens. Of course, I never told them that because I'm just realizing this now about the Jewish lens. It's where we got our perspective. It's where we got where we got to in our country today. It's where you'll defend homosexuals and other races over your own. And yeah, I don't do that. It's where you'll say that communism... I had a girl say to me one time, well, we should give communism a chance. Now, this was a girl who was a very nice girl, but she was one of these people that liked to hide her head in the sand. If I would tell her the truth about things, she would pretend she might listen, but she would never really adhere to it. And yet, through all of her hiding her head in the sand, this ostrich actually got to understand that some of what I told her was true. Because it just can't be helped. But it fought the truth. It fought away the truth. It tried to put its head in the sand, and like the monkeys, the three monkeys, one covers his eyes, the other covers his ears, and the other covers his mouth, and it says, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. And to them, that means the truth. And to them, the truth means that you're speaking evil. You're speaking negative. You're not thinking positive. If you're telling me the truth that there's something wrong in the world, and you've discovered that you've been brainwashed by the Jewish lens and you want to tell others around you about it, you're a negative man or woman. And you don't leave these people with a good feeling. And they'll tell you out of their mouths how you need to be more positive. You should only think on things that are happy and gay. You see? The Jewish lens preaches tolerance. But they're not tolerant to so-called Nazis or neo-Nazis. But they wish you to be tolerant on every evil that there is. But what they've declared, anyone that would look into Germany, or anyone that would question the Holocaust, or anyone that loves Germans or are German, you are evil. See, the good is called evil, and evil is called good. They started a lot of this lingo out with calling people that were normal people, calling them squares. You're too square. You see? You're too good. You're too normal. Why don't you let it all hang out? Remember that? That started out with that kind of simplicity, like, your old man's a square, man. I mean, he goes to work. He lives a normal life. He has a family. He loves his children. He's a square. He doesn't do any crime. He lives a decent life. He's a square, man. See, the Jewish lens has been working on your mind ever since you've been a little child. It sold you, it's the corporation's products since you were a child. It sold you on your own death, and sold you on the medical community, and sold you on the Jewish corporation, and sold you on all of its products. Though the companies are satanic, traitorous, hateful. And the products are harmful. Don't think for a moment that these companies couldn't make food that was healthy for you, and drinks that tasted good that were healthy for you. Don't think that for a moment. This is deliberate. And these products are sold to you as good. They're false weights and measure, these products, okay? And they're sold to you as healthy, in many cases, which are lies, and wholesome, and they're destroying you. Have you got a good look at Whitey lately? Whitey's women, most of Whitey's women now, the women weigh about 3 times as much as the men. What happened to them? They've been tricked through the Jewish lens. They're being destroyed physically, mentally, and spiritually through the Jewish lens. Now remember that when I told you that the Jews had control over 96% of the media, I had read you this from B.F. Jackson, and it has to do with 2 Peter 2:11 and 12. And he tells you what these Greek words mean and goes through the whole verse. But here's what the verse of 2 Peter 2:11 and 12 actually says. It says, thus the original declaration of St. Peter is, speaking of the Jews now, these living dead things are conceived and brought forth in childbirth with the view born in them to capture man and corrupt him utterly. Man being Adam. Man has always been Adam and Eve. The others were known as two-legged beasts of the field, or three-fifths of a man. And the Jew was always known as the most subtle beast of the field. Understand what it's saying here. You know what a zombie is, don't you? You see, it says these living dead things. Doesn't that sound like double speak to you? But it's not. They're born spiritually dead. They have no conscience like you do. They're not like you. They don't have light in their blood like the Adamic man does. They don't think like you. They don't live like you. They don't have morals like you. They're totally anti-Christ and anti-you. These living dead things are conceived and brought forth in childbirth with the view born in them to capture man and corrupt him utterly. Listen, that's what it's about. And how will they corrupt you utterly and capture you? Through the Jewish lens, with their Jewish perspective, that's how. You understand? You see, you have seen children and other adults sitting in front of the television totally captured. And what is being preached? What gospels are preached through the Jewish lens? Well, I'll name many of them. Anti-Christian gospels. Anti-Christ gospels. Anti-white gospels. Anti-patriarchy gospels. Feminist gospels. Materialistic gospels. Hate gospels. Multiculturalism gospels. Race mixing gospels. Satanic gospels. Gospels of murder. Gospels of lies and liars. Gospels that are not the gospel that was given us through Christ himself. Gospels of ideologies that are not good for you. Gospels of evil. They really shouldn't be called gospels because they're not good news at all. But see, that's the thing. What they call good, those gospels, are really the gospels of evil. It's the evil news. If anyone come preaching another gospel than the one that we have given you, said the Apostle Paul, let him be cursed. We know that the Jews, the seed line of Cain, the Edomites, are cursed. They're a cursed people. They've been cursed by the Father. As I keep repeating these things over and over and over to you, they're cursed, and you are blessing them, many of you. I can't say that I'm blessing them with you. I know that my country is blessing them with our money. They're stealing our money left and right. And I'm not getting my share, and neither are you, of the gross domestic product. It's being stolen by these Jews. And so the control over your mind, they've captured you with the Jewish lens, and they're corrupting you utterly through the Jewish lens. through the... You see, when you're reading the paper, you're reading through the Jewish lens. The Jewish perspective. The false perspective, the evil perspective, the distorted perspective, the wrong perspective, the Antichrist perspective, the anti-good perspective, the slanted perspective. And the more you feed upon it, the more it grows in your mind like a cancer. And it corrupts you, body, soul, and mind. It promotes the pig and the things that the Father told you not to eat, warned you not to eat. And now you are eating those things. You're not taking care of your temple properly so that the Holy Spirit can dwell in your temple. And you wonder why this country is going to hell. Many of you do not even know what's happening in Europe. I tell people, if you knew what was going on in Europe, you'd be awful surprised. Did you know that Sweden is now the rape capital of the world when it was the most peaceful country in the world? No, I didn't know that. That's because the Jewish lens not only gives you the wrong perspectives, but it tells half-truths and keeps truths away from you and you away from truth. See, the Jewish lens is full of false flag stories, fake stories that make you tearful, and they laugh as you cry over nothing. I told you before that I saw a video of a woman paying to find out if anyone was arrested in Pennsylvania for shooting up a synagogue. There was nobody arrested. There was nobody arrested for shooting up a synagogue in Pennsylvania. Are you crying? Did you give money? You're being tricked, tricked, tricked. They told you deliberately, and this is kind of funny that I should say this, that tricks are for kids. But that's not true. The adult goats also are full of tricks. Is this making sense to you? I really know it is. I'm confident that if I could get you away from the Jewish lens for long enough and get you into hearing the truth and loving the truth, that soon you would not be able to look into the Jewish lens any longer because you could no longer stand the lies. You would no longer stand for the lies. You'd have a healthy love for the truth and a love for things that are good. And you'd begin to hate all the indoctrination that has been thrown upon you, that has grown in you, in all of us. To the point where you would no longer want to stand for it any longer. And you would shed the ideologies and you would shed the programming and you would shed the lies and you would come awake and you would have a love for the truth and the hearing of the truth and the telling of the truth. And soon you'd have it no other way. And this is what I desire for you. I desire to remove the spell that you're under, that the Jews have admitted to putting upon you. Remember what I told you about the book, The Empire of Their Own? How the Jews created Hollywood? Listen. Sorry, my microphone got a little banged around there. But in that book, they admitted that they put America under a spell, as I've already said. They've put you under a spell, and they've captured your minds, and my mind at a time too, and probably still have portions of it. They've captured you. They've captured America and the Israelite nations and the two-legged beasts of the field. And they've fed them with lies, wrong thinking about slavery and all kinds of things. It's like I was talking about with these so-called Holocaust movies. These are just creations of an evil Jewish mind. A mind that is so full of hate that it wants to wipe the German people completely off the planet. Never mind the rest of the white people as well. And Mr. Black Man and Woman, they want to change you into the brown man too. So you gotta go too. You're just a little too dangerous for these Jews. And you're biting the hand that so-called feeds you. Even a dog is smarter than that. And I know how you love to call yourself dogs and bitches, which is a female dog. And not a swear whatsoever. These movies, these scripts showing the white man to be just a dumbed-down creature, and the female is superior in intelligence, etc., etc. These are all memes. These are all things done through the Jewish lens. The showing of female bosses, the missing white man in ads and in corporations and on the street, etc., etc. It's like he's been written out of the picture. The only one that they'll show is an inferior, queer, feminine, so-called white man. And you have this Irish boxer that is in the Jewish lens, and he's a sellout. He falls and lets the brown men win when he could certainly take care of them very easily. You can certainly see that. But he's getting paid a lot of money to take these falls, just like many a white man in the past 40 or 50 years. And they didn't know that they were psychologically telling their own race that the white man can't beat the brown and black man. When that's not true at all. And they did this for money. You see, they're traitors, and they're going to pay dearly, because that's false weights and measures. And that's living for mammon. And they're going to pay very dearly for doing what they've done. I believe they'll also pay by losing the money that they've done in these traitorous acts in the here and now. And that's what I hear about this fellow, this Irish fellow. And may Yahweh expunge him for doing such evil filth. Listen, how can I implore you? How can I convince you to leave the Jewish lands? To begin to educate yourself? To begin to seek the truth so that the truth could set you free? And it surely would and will set you free. I can promise you that. It's not hard. But it takes time to be able to read when you've been trained not to read. See, think about it. The world that we live in trains you to not become intelligent. It dumbs you down. We spend the most on education of any country in the world, and we've got some of the most dumbed down people in America. That's what happens when you let Jews put our education through the Jewish lens. The Founding Fathers were some of the most intelligent people in this world in their time. And they're far more intelligent than any of us now, as far as I'm concerned. I know they're much more intelligent than I am. You see, when you go to these schools and you learn through the Jewish lens and you learn false history, and history that's been changed by the Jewish lens and by the Jews, Jewish scribes of the Kehillah and the mutes of the Kehillah. You're getting an imitation education. See, you're not getting a real education. You may get some good math education, but that's about the extent of it. If you're educating yourself in psychology and fake sciences like this that were born through the Jewish lens, that are carried out through the Jewish lens, and that are destroying people's minds and lives as these fake sciences do, you're getting an imitation education. You understand? You're not getting the real thing. You see, as I've told you, the scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz always was doing the thinking. He was intelligent at the outset. He didn't need to go to The Wizard of Oz to get a certificate saying that he had an education. He was just intelligent as it was. He was already there, as were the others. not only are you using fake money and fake interest and all kinds of things to get this false education, this indoctrination, this imitation of an education, but you're paying through the nose. You're being impoverished. You're being set out on a course on life behind the eight ball, deliberately. Our people need to rethink the college institution and the college education, because it's not worth working for the Jewish corporation and being put behind the eight ball like this. Did you notice how they want to not put blacks and others that get this same indoctrination? And of course, it's even more of a fake education, because these people are getting passed without passing. But they don't put them behind the eight ball. They're giving them a free course, the free education. They're not in debt for the first half of their lives. And they're way ahead of the game than you are, dear white man and woman. These are just the things that I must talk to you about. And I want to awaken you. I want to rejuvenate you. I want to restore you to common sense thinking. Restore you to the thinking of the right things. I will discuss in the future the biblical lens. But I think there's more to talk about with this Jewish lens thing, and I think I shall. I hope you're enjoying this, and I hope you're really getting the most out of it.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Let it just